Hey guys, welcome to episode number 20 of Let's Book Talk. Today we're speaking with Esme Aterum, the author of Forever and Always. And this was such a great conversation. We obviously got into the book, the idea behind the book, and the fact that she has completely planned out this entire series, which will be multiple books. So I can't wait for you guys to listen to this episode. Apologies for the delay, had some internet issues, but we are back. And yeah, without any further ado, here's the conversation. How did you develop your passion for storytelling?
I think, to be honest, I think it started from when I was a child. One of my greatest memories was every night before I went to sleep, my dad had put me into bed and we'd create stories to each other. Each night I'd tell him this completely made up story that I just make up on the spot, and he'd do the exact kind of same for me. And I think it was just kind of imprinted in me that I just love telling a story, and it just created kind of who I am, really. My dad was, I'm one of three and the other two are two boys. And my dad was very much like, it doesn't matter that you're a girl, you're the one that's going to save the day, you're the one that's going to do everything. And all of the stories were about Princess Esme saving the day and going out and saving the prince and saving the princesses. And I think for me, it just started that I just love to tell stories and hear about stories. And I continue that tradition now with my siblings' children's. And I think I carried on doing English language at school, in high school and at college. And it just started this love for storytelling and writing that I didn't think I would ever pursue, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Now, did you ever think about maybe going a different path within storytelling, or was writing sort of always like your main focus?
Yeah, writing was always my main focus, really. It was always something that I did in my spare time, but never really thought it would go anywhere. I've always loved books. I read books every day. It's kind of my way of relaxing. And then I just thought one day, why not give it a go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I was reading a bit about you on your website, and you know, you said you had always dreamed of being an author. So I was interested to kind of see, you know, what sorts of influences have kind of informed your writing, whether it be authors that you really enjoyed reading or books you really enjoyed reading. You know, how have those experiences kind of influenced you as a writer?
I've been reading for as long as I can remember. I've always loved to read. I remember the first real series I read. I don't even know if it's an American sort of thing. It was the book from the Angus Thong and Perfect Snogging movie. Louise Renison did a whole series. There was 10 books. And I remember reading them and just falling in love with how she wrote, that it was all from kind of the female's perspective, and it was dual point of view as well. And I just loved how she created this story, and you just fell in love with kind of all of the characters. And that kind of started, from what I can remember, my love of books. And then from now, I think I've read every Lauren Blakely book that she's ever written. I love everything that she does. The same with Kelsey Ray's Wrecked romance series. I absolutely loved that. I just love a real love story, if that makes sense. I love a modern love story with any sort of troupe. I'm very open-minded for everything. I just love books that have really relatable and kind of passionate romances in it.
Have you ever thought about dabbling in a different genre, or is romance sort of like, you know, your main love as an author?
Yeah, it's always been romance. It'll make my partner laugh when he hears this back later, but I've always loved love. Like, I'm very whimsical, and I think it's really important to love yourself and see the love in yourself and see the love in others. So there was never any other route for me at all.
Awesome. Well, I mean, that's a perfect segue into your first book, Forever and Always. Now, if you could talk to me about how that story came to be, what the writing process was like, it being, you know, your debut novel, and just kind of how that entire experience was for you.
It was amazing, to be honest. I came up with the idea. So it was about a reality TV show romance. And that was something that I'd always wanted to read, but I never actually found a book that had it. that really had what I wanted to read. So I decided to just write it. I wanted this book to be a certain sort of reality TV show, lots of different love interests, lots of drama, lots of things that could go on and you kind of didn't know which way it was going to turn. And I remember telling my partner about it. It was New Year's, when was it, 2022? And we were saying about what we wanted to achieve in the next year. And I said, oh, you know what? I'd love to be an author. It'll never, ever happen, but I'd love to do it. And he said, well, why not just give it a go? So I thought, yeah, I'll try it. What's the harm? And then it came to my brain straight away that this reality TV show was where I wanted to go. And I wanted all of the 12 women to be very, very different so that everyone could see parts of themselves and all of them, with whether that's how they acted, how they looked, how they dressed. I just wanted a book that was kind of for everyone. So I created it. I just had a plan. I wrote the plan. I've got cork boards everywhere, all over my office. I've got a OCD. So every single person that's ever mentioned in this book and in all my future books have all got their own story. Everyone's got a reason for kind of everything they do, which is really important to kind of create this world. So I just decided to make a plan, start it. I started writing it and I thought, if it's awful, it doesn't really matter because it's the book that I always wanted to write.
Right.
So I did it. I did the cover myself. I did the story myself. I kind of spoke about it with my partner, who has no interest in books and didn't really give me much back. But I just created something that I wanted to read. And I finished it and I read it, and it was kind of everything I wanted in a book.
How important do you think that is for authors that are, you know, either trying to figure out a story they want to write, or maybe they're writing that story and they don't know if it's good enough, of writing the story that you as a reader would want to read? Because I think a lot of the time you might get sucked into what's popular versus, you know, as a reader saying, man, I wish this story was out there, and now you as an author can create it.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's really important to write what you kind of want to read. I think that's the only way I've ever been able to do it. Although all of the kind of stories that I've got planned are all very different troops and different types of things, they're still key kind of things that I want to read. I know at the minute it's massive, big hockey books are out, and that's never something that I will ever understand. I've never played hockey. I've never watched it. So although it's popular and it's what people want to read, I could never write it because I don't know anything about it. Whereas I know about reality TV shows, I know about real life love, and that's the only thing I could. Other authors might be different, but for me, I can only write what I know.
No, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Now, kind of staying on that track of, you know, writing what you know and writing stuff that comes easy to you, what was the most challenging part of writing Forever and Always, if there was one?
I think it was probably myself, to be honest. I think this was always something that I wanted to do. It was something that I never thought I would do. So I had this plan, and then I looked at the plan and I just thought, oh, maybe this isn't going to be a good book. Maybe this isn't actually going to make sense, and it's not going to, it's just not going to read right. But I just thought the whole point of me doing Forever and Always was because I wanted to do it. I love that people read it and people love it, but that's not what it was there for. It was there to kind of show that I could do it and I could create this book that I wanted. So once I got past the worry of, how is it going to do? Are people going to like it? If anyone actually going to read it, it became a lot easier because that wasn't the motivation for it. The motivation was to show that I could put my mind to it and I could do it. And for me, I have a very stressful real-time job. And this was the way I relax after work. It's the way I relax on weekends. And once I got past the worry of it, it was all just fun.
Yeah. And I think that's such an important thing to touch on, is when you have a passion like that, that allows you to relax. I think that's so important. And honestly, very lucky to have, because I'm sure there are, you know, passions that people have that unfortunately are stress inducing, even though they love that thing. whether it's, you know, your job or something else. So I think that's awesome that you've been able to kind of use this as the thing that kind of calms you down, centers yourself, and you know, kind of puts you in that place of, you know, being able to be as creative as you can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
It's funny, really. I've never thought of myself as creative. I can write a book, but if you ask me to do anything creative otherwise, I definitely couldn't do it.
I'm on the same boat. There are so many. I'm like creative at maybe two or three things. Everything else,
Yeah.
like, don't even talk to me about because
Yeah,
I have not a
exactly.
clue. Now, when you finished writing that story and you were now at that finish line of this story's about to be released into the world, how did that make you feel?
Baffled. I still feel baffled. I still pitch myself that I'm published and it's a published author, and it just baffles me. My partner said it at New Year's. They were like, "Oh, you're a published author this. You became one this year." And I was like, "It's just incredible. I will never not look at the book. Although there's things that I would change about how it looks and change about how I did things, I will always love that book because it made me realize that I can do whatever I want to do." And the feedback I got from it was just so overwhelming. It was just, that book is everything that I can ever dream of, and I will know that I can do anything now.
That's so awesome. And, you know, again, I was reading on your website that you actually have, you know, the next 12 books in the series planned, which is
Yeah.
amazing. So I have two parts to this question.
Yeah.
One, do you ever go back to that plan and make some changes, or is, you know, are things pretty much set in stone right now? And two, what should people expect from the series as a whole, as, you know, where things stand right now?
It is fluid. I do change things. I move kind of people around to different stories, and I create different backgrounds for them, and maybe how they look differently. But fundamental kind of their characteristics will always be the same, because in Forever and Always you get introduced to them, although only kind of surface level for the other 11 girls. It's still you can still kind of see how they are. But that was just kind of key for me. I remember my partner saying, "Oh, you know, just write a little bit about each of them. You know what they're kind of like." But I kind of needed to deep dive on all of them to be able to fully write anything that they wanted to say or how they felt. And the rest of the series is, like I say, they're all very, very different, which is what I wanted. I wanted to try my hand at everything, and to have different people that everyone could kind of relate to. Like I say, every single person that's ever mentioned in any of my books have all got their own love story coming. It's just different kind of, it's a long-term plan. I think we worked out I need to be writing for about 20 plus years to get every single book out, but I'm only young, so I've got a long time, and I've got a lot of stress, I would imagine, coming up in life, so I can do this to relax. My next book is a stretch that I'm writing now. That's from the runner-up of Forever and Always, that I had the kind of most people messaging me saying, "Oh, I really want her story. I really want her story to be next." So that's a forbidden sports romance, and then the one after it that I've got planned backstage, that's a enemies to lovers romance novel. So they're all very, very different, which is kind of what I wanted. Forever and Always is part of the series. It's the start of it, but they'll all be able to read alone because everyone likes different things in books, and I'm lucky. I like a lot, but that's kind of the plan. Whatever you can possibly think of, whatever troupe you can think of is coming. It's there, it's ready, it's planned, it's just the time to write it.
Now, how important is that reader feedback to you, whether it's stuff that people would want to read, as well as, you know, maybe, you know, general feedback they have on the stories that you've written?
Yeah, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Even, you know, it's not all positive. I've had plenty of people say that the book isn't for them, and they don't like dual point of view, and they didn't like how I writted certain things, and that's fine. I want to know all of it because I just love knowing that people have read it and people have taken the time to read it and to have that sort of opinion of it, whether that's positive or negative, is absolutely fine by me. Absolutely fine by me. But a lot of people have really loved it, and I get a lot of messages asking when the next one's coming out, and asking, you know, what the plan is for all the girls, and they want me to do another girl first. And So yeah, it's just been amazing. And a lot of it has been very constructive. Like I say, this, I wrote the book, I edited the book, I did the front cover. There's you know, a few mistakes in it. There's different things I'd change, but
yeah,
it's just really, really helpful. It's just nice to know that other people have brought into this world that I can see very clearly, and it's nice to see that they can too.
How rewarding was it for you? Kind of going back to the a few questions ago, seeing this book get published and knowing that you did everything. How rewarding was that for you?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Like I say, when I first thought about it, I thought, yeah, you know, we'll write a book. We'll just figure it all out. And it did just somehow kind of figure itself out. It all was a really, really nice experience of, you know, I wrote it myself. I designed the front of it myself. It was a book for me, from me, which was the only real aim of doing it.
Yeah.
So it was really important, and it was nice to, like, everyone that kind of read it before I published it to help was just my friends and family. It's just been a very nice collective fun thing to do.
Now, you know, as we wrap up here, I have one final question for you, and it's, you know, directed at, you know, any aspiring authors out there that maybe are in the position you were in when you first set out to write Forever and Always, or maybe they're in the middle of writing their story and they're hitting, you know, that creative block that I'm sure many authors face at some point, where they're maybe questioning whether or not they should even continue writing the story, whether or not they should even continue, you know, writing in general. You know, what advice would you give to them to just keep going and trusting their own creative process?
Exactly. Just don't be too critical on yourself. I think you just need to realize the reasons why you're writing it. And as long as that comes from a place that's because that's what you want to do, then that's fine. All I think is that when I really struggle to start a book and kind of start the next chapter, and I just think, let's just write it. It doesn't matter if there's 100 mistakes in it. It doesn't matter if I go back and change it after. Just put pen to paper and get all them ideas out, because the ideas are incredible, and they will be. It's just you have to ignore that kind of inner thought that thinks, oh, this is awful, when it's not. It's not at all. If you get enjoyment from writing and you get enjoyment from creating worlds and your own stories, then do it. It doesn't matter what happens when the book's done. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't finish it, it doesn't matter. As long as you've enjoyed that process, that's all that matters. It's all about you making yourself feel better and realize that you can do it, whether that's writing a chapter, writing a book. It doesn't matter. As long as it's making you feel better, that's the most important thing.
I think that was so well said, because a lot of the time, you know, I feel like we can be, you know, our own worst critic, and we can a lot of the time just stand in our own way of completing something, or, you know, doing something that we really want to do. We're so worried about how good it is before it's even finished. And a lot of the time that can just derail everything that we're setting out to do. So, Esme, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank
I'm excited
you for
having me. Of course. I'm excited to see how this series plays out. I'm excited to read all these books as well. But before I let you go, if you can tell people where they can find you online, where they can find your work, and any other way they can support you, that would be great.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like I say, I've got a website, that's esmeaterum.com. And then I'm mostly on TikTok, Instagram, and Goodreads. My username for all of them is Esmeaterum Author. People can, like I say, my book is on Amazon, so it's included in the Kindle Unlimited. That's in the UK and the US. You can also get it on ebook and as a paperback as well. And if anyone has any questions, has any feedback, just message me. I would love to speak to anyone about the book, about anything in general, really. And the only way they can support me is by keep enjoying their love of books. It doesn't matter if that's mine or not, as long as other people are happy and getting whatever makes their life complete, that's all that matters to me.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much. I'm going to drop all that information in the description of the episode, so you guys at home can know where to find Esme's work, where you guys can kind of keep up with everything that she's got going on, and all the other things with this series especially, because I'm sure it'll be probably one of those series that a lot of people will be talking about, especially once you know, 20 years down the road, once it's all said and done, we can go back and kind of see how that story played out.
So we can do a reunion episode.
There you go. That would be amazing. But yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we will speak to you guys next week.
Thank you so much. See you later.